Good morning. Welcome everyone to worship this morning. We are here celebrating St. Francis of Assisi and our theme of care for creation and our blessing of animals. Today at 12:30 in the parking lot, you're invited to bring your pets and edibles with you and we'll for a blessing of the edibles there. So that's 12:30 today. Also, with the theme of caring for creation, on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. on Zoom, I'm leading a course that's based on Mark Brocker's book called Coming Home to Earth, who is going to be our Cairo speaker coming up in November. It's a several-week course where we're able to talk about several themes about creation, care, and hope for the future. You do not need to have attended the last session to have come. You do not need to have read the book to come. Just all are welcome. So that is on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And then finally, I want to announce that today we will be starting our schedule of our 11 a.m. service will no longer be at the garden. It is going to be a service on Zoom for the time being. And it is a very different kind of worship experience than this one. It's a more reflective service. It has some contemporary elements to it. So I really invite all of you to check it out. It will not be just the same thing again. So if you've come here, this one you could still explore into that next service. So that's starting today at 11 on Zoom, but that'll be continuing on Sundays. Now, let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And also with you. Now a litany of thanksgiving. Bless the Lord, all you creatures, and forget not all of God's benefits. For all your creatures that breathe and move and have life, we give you thanks and praise, Creator God. That we may love and honor the works of your hand, we give you thanks and praise, Creator God. That all things may be treasured with care, we give you thanks and praise, Creator God. That all life may flourish, we give you thanks and praise, Creator God. Let us pray. Creator God, we thank you for the gift of life in all its diversity and beauty. Lord Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, we praise you that you came to redeem all of creation. Holy Spirit, we rejoice that you breathe the breath of life into the world for the blessing of your people, the sustaining of the earth, and the glory of your holy name. Through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Please rise for the first hymn.
Oh, Our first reading is from Micah chapter 6. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good and what the Lord does require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from Romans chapter 8. The Apostle Paul writes, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. I invite all who are able to stand for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to John, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world in order to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Creator and from his only begotten and beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Every so often it occurs to me that I think we need to go back to our roots, back to the beginning, in the beginning. In the beginning, as the priestly writer writes, in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth, in the beginning when the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind, ruah, the wind spirit, the breath of God, swept over the face of the deep and over the waters. We need to return to those sacred texts in the beginning when God spoke creation into being and evaluated it and said, "It is good." When God spoke creation into being in the beginning, land and sea, plants and trees, sun and moon and stars, birds and fish, and animals of every kind. And then in God's own image, God created humankind. In the image of God, God created us. And God looked out and saw everything God had made. And behold, it was very good. It probably goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. This story was never intended to explain in any scientific way the origins of the world or how creation came into being. Rather, it's to point to the Creator, the who of the story, our God who desires to be in a relationship with humankind, with us, and desires for us and all of creation to be in harmony with one another. As together creation, all of us, creatures of the Creator, lift up and join our hearts and song in praise to God, in thanksgiving to God for the beauty and the goodness of creation. These oral traditions, as they were first used in worship, were later written down by our Jewish faith ancestors, and they have become sacred writings for Christians like us as well. But again, let me be clear, they were never intended to explain how the world came into being. Rather, they point to the who of creation. And as Lutheran Christians, to this day, we still profess our Christian faith by using the words of the Apostles' Creed that begin, "I believe in God the Creator, God the Maker of heaven and earth." We profess our Christian faith, recognizing that we are creatures of the Creator. And so it seems fitting for us to be reminded that as creatures of the Creator, and as image bearers of God, reflections of God's own face, and heart and spirit, as image bearers of God, we humans have been given a responsibility to be caretakers of creation, stewards of all that God has created and is creating and will continue to create. Creation is ongoing, and we are part of it by virtue of God's gift to us. We need only look to our brother Martin Luther, who called the gospel in miniature John 3:16. He thought of those verses, that verse as the gospel in a nutshell, if you will. For God so loved the world, the whole cosmos. For God so loved the whole cosmos, heaven and earth, land and sea, plants and trees, sun and moon and stars, birds and fish, and creeping things that crawl under the earth in the soil, animals of every kind, and all of humankind in its variety and shapes and sizes. For God so loved the whole cosmos, the universe, that God gave his only begotten and beloved Son, so that everybody who believes in him, everyone who trusts in him, will not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, verse 17, indeed, God did not send the Son into the world, into the cosmos, to condemn it, but rather to save it through Christ. We need that reminder. We need to remember that it's not all about us. Our hubris may want us to believe that everything is about us. It's not. It's not all about us, and it never has been. It's all about the Creator's love for the whole cosmos, for all of creation, which, thanks be to God, includes us and all of humankind. And we are included in a very special promise, we humans, not only to be God-bearers and image-bearers of God, but also to proclaim God's goodness to the world around us. And to those who believe, God promises an abundant and everlasting life. And so today, as we celebrate the life of St. Francis of Assisi with this caring for creation theme and the blessing of the animals, we acknowledge the love that Francis had for all of God's creation, the whole cosmos, and for his affinity for animals of every kind and for birds of the air, whom he referred to as his brothers and sisters. I love to think about St. Francis walking the earth as a human being like us, but with this special relationship that he had with animals, with creatures. One of my favorite St. Francis stories is one that many of you, I'm sure, also have heard, but it's the story about Francis and the wolf that was wreaking havoc on a small village. Everyone in the village despised this wolf because at night he was attacking their livestock and devouring their chickens and other small animals. He'd come and attack them and eat them. Sometimes he was even attacking the people themselves or their children. But the wolf was as sly as a fox, and so he would slip in and out of the village at night when they were sleeping, and no one could ever catch him. Legend has it that while he was out on a stroll one day, Francis happened to encounter this lone wolf. So Francis began talking with the wolf, and before long they'd come to a mutually agreeable solution. I'm sure Francis did most of the talking. But Francis put out his hand, and the wolf put his paw in the palm of Francis's hand, and their pact was made and sealed. Then Francis and the wolf walked into town, and Francis gathered all the villagers to come together, and he proceeded to tell them of the agreement that he had made with the wolf, that the wolf would no longer attack their livestock, but they were to set out something for the wolf to eat each night. And as long as the wolf was fed, the wolf would not be attacking their livestock. And from that day on, it is said that the wolf and the villagers lived together in peace and harmony. That story, like the parables of Jesus, may or may not have actually happened, certainly not the way I described it, but it still has something to teach us. For starters, the story reminds us of the interconnectedness of all of creation, that we humans have a connection with creation itself, with the plants and the animals, the sun and the moon and the stars, with water and land, the air we breathe. Humankind, all of us, are woven into a beautiful tapestry of God's own design. The story also reminds us, I think, of our mutual responsibility as humans to care for one another, but also to care for the creation itself, especially those in need, whether human or the living creatures that roam the earth. And so today we celebrate St. Francis, and we give thanks to God for his life, a life well lived, and we point to him as a model of a faithful follower of Christ and of Christ's teachings. Why? Because God knows we need reminders of the goodness and the beauty of creation, of God's ongoing creative works. God is good. And God as creator has created all that is good. Sometimes I think our hearts and our minds and our ears and our eyes are closed to the beauty of creation that is all around us all the time, and the goodness of humanity, the goodness of human beings. For every terrible act inflicted by humans on humans, or by humans on creation, or the tragedies that befall creation, like earthquakes and floods and famine, countless examples of things that are wrong in creation, things that go wrong. And yet, there are infinitely more examples of things that are right with creation, that are good about humanity. As a dear friend of mine likes to say, there are a lot of things that'll warm the cockles of your heart. Just this past week on Thursday, Chef Ryan was here to prepare a meal in our church kitchen in boxes to go, and then the Christus House residents came and distributed those meals to food insecure college students. God is good. Early Friday evening, I sent out an email that a single mother and her son who had recently relocated to Eugene were in need of household furnishings. And lo and behold, by early Saturday afternoon, two beds, a dresser, a chest of drawers, a desk, a TV, chairs, and table arrived on their doorstep. God is good. For over a year now, once a week, a handful of central members have been gathering in small groups to prepare a meal, a home-cooked meal, for the parents and children who are living at St. Paul's First Place Annex, where they're housed in temporary housing until they can get permanent housing, but they're no longer living unhoused. They're no longer on the streets. For over a year, a few people from Central have been preparing a meal and delivering it to them each Monday evening. God is good. The quilters are now back on the first and third Thursdays of the month. They're crafting quilts, making these beautiful quilts that will be distributed by Lutheran World Relief to people all over the world. God is good. Our Stephen ministers are trained as caregivers, and they provide a listening ear to their care receivers. And our prayer ministry team is praying mightily for the concerns that are on the minds and hearts of all in need. God is good. We spent the summer months worshiping out at the garden at 11 o'clock, where an abundance of food is gathered and harvested for food for Lane County to share with hungry neighbors. And that food continues to produce week after week, month after month. God is good. Just the other day on my morning commute, I was noticing the beauty, the sheer beauty that surrounds us in this place we call home here in Eugene, Springfield. God is good. All of this is happening and so much more than those images on our news feed that bombard us of destruction and violence against creation, of floods and droughts, earthquakes and fires, hurricanes and tornadoes. And we hear the creation groaning in labor pains as we acknowledge the damage we ourselves have done and inflicted on the whole cosmos. Yet God is good. And God's intention for creation is good. Indeed, it is very good. And so we gather to offer our thanks and praise to God, not as we ought, but as we are able. And today we're reminded of the message of the prophet Micah, who delivered it to the people and said, God has told you, O mortal, what is required, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with your God. That is the message for us today as well. People of God, let us do justice. Let us love kindness. Let us walk humbly with our God, the Creator of all, the God who loves the whole cosmos, including you and me, even the little, last, and least of, among us. God is good. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Blessed God, your love calls the whole creation into covenant with you, and you put in our hands responsibility for the care of the earth and its creatures. And so for all to whom you have given life and breath, we pray, merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For the well-being of the earth, for its resources of water, air, light, and soil, that they may be tended for the good of all creatures, we pray.
Merciful God, keep your planet and people.
For the waters of the earth, for their careful use and conservation, that we may have the will and ability to keep them clean and pure, we pray. Merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For the mineral and energy resources of the planet, that we may learn sustainable consumption and sound care of the environment from which they come, we pray.
Merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For the animals of the earth, wild and domestic, large and small, that they may know the harmony of relationship that sustains all life, we pray. Merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For all who shape public policies affecting the planet and its creatures, that they may consider wisely the well-being of all who come after us, we pray. Merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For all those engaged in conservation, in agriculture and ranching, in aquaculture and fishing, in mining and industry, and in forestry and timber harvesting, that the health, fruitfulness, and beauty of the natural world may be sustained alongside human activity, we pray. Merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For the creatures and the human beings of your world who are ill, or in danger, pain, or special need, and for all who suffer from the unjust, violent, or wasteful use of the earth's resources, that all may one day live in communities of justice and peace, we pray. Merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For the gifts of science and technology, and for those who practice these skills, that they may be wise, visionary, and compassionate in their work, we pray. Merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For the creatures and the people of the earth, whose lives and deaths have contributed to the fruitful abundance of this planet, for the faithful care of all creatures, and for St. Francis of Assisi, whose life and witness continues to inspire us, we pray. Merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
Gracious God, creator of all, grant that we, your people, may have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. Guide us into harmony of relationship through loving kindness and the wise use of all that you have given. For you are drawing all things into communion with you and with one another by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, holy God, through Christ our Lord, who on a cross overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which our Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and lifted it up, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and wine, we remember the Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the sake of the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit. With your holy ones of all times and all places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Let us join in praying together the prayer Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God given freely to us, the people of God. I invite you, as you're able, to come forward and kneel at the altar rail or sit in the front pews, and at the conclusion, the servers will come to you. But come, for all is now ready, and this is Christ's meal. And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. God, our Creator, you feed your people with the bread from heaven. Let this holy food sustain us through our earthly pilgrimage, that we may come to the place where your people hunger and thirst no more, and your creation is restored to its full glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Go in peace. Care for the earth and all its creatures. Thanks be to God.